will sweep over us. But I say, God forbid, in the mighty name of Jesus. But before that, God forbid, we must be walking. If we do nothing, and we say it does not matter, before you know it, that pig that looks as if it's in the swamp will enter the compound. And no one will like that disposition. That is why our eyes will be open. Our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit must be open. Our prayer life must be sound. Our life in the Word of God must be sound. So that these things, we can balance it. Each and every one of us must be able to balance it. You're able to balance it. You're able to balance it. You're able to balance it. We're able to balance it. Even if something that is not is creeping on upon us, because all of us has balanced it, our spiritual sensitivities are alert, we're able to work on that. Praise the Lord. So tonight we look at something that God puts in my heart, and that is take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed. I should take heed. You should take heed. Every one of us should take heed. It is Christ that has made us strong. As an individual, we are not strong. And that is why he has brought us together as a body of Christ. He has brought us together as a kingdom to shake and to disrupt the kingdom of darkness. Beloved, we have an assignment on us that we need to take it. To take it is to pay attention to. Carefully, cautiously, to pay attention to it. What are we to pay attention to? We all knew the people that passed this baton into our hands. When they got born again, they don't tell us too many things. Already we know what this journey takes. Yes or no? We knew our fathers, my mothers, that passed this baton to us. Immediately we say we are born again. We knew what the journey takes. There is no much, too much counseling over us. Because we have seen what it takes. And by coming to say, Jesus, we love you, we have surrendered our past. We have surrendered. We also, we have surrendered. We have renounced hidden things of darkness. Because we have come to the kingdom of light. But because the generation we are in is a different generation that does not know what it takes, they see it as a fad. They see born again as a fad. They see it as a cliche. They see it like, yes, it's not where the rules. Everybody now gather. The people that have it in the society. When we got born again, it was as if it's not meant for people that will be rich. But when they now begin to see now that it's meant for the people that are rich, that you can be in the kingdom and have it. And so they just begin to come in. They just begin to come in. Left, right, back, center, front, they just begin to come in. But I want to put you to you tonight that knowing more than, yes, the riches are there, different class of people are there, you must know what it takes to enroll in this army. You did not just come to a fad. You did not just come to a scenario of cliche. No. You have come into the body of Christ. You have come into a kingdom that is to shake back, that is to slay the kingdom of darkness, that is to push back the kingdom of darkness. So everything that will look like or seemingly like that is welcoming the kingdom of darkness, we must take it. And we must be able to say, no, never again. Once I was there, once I was bound, but now I'm free. Never again. Hallelujah. I want us to go to the book of Acts 20. Please, media. Please, I need your speed. Acts 20. 27 to 32. For I have not turned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. That's Paul talking. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which Holy Ghost has made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, so draw away disciples after them. 31. Therefore, watch. It's not the same thing. Say, be cautious, heed, and remember that by the space of 3 years, I've not ceased to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are what? Sanctified. He said you should take heed. He said, I commend you. What is he commending them to? He said he's commending them to the word of God and his grace that is able to build them. Beloved, there is something that is able to build us on this journey. And that is what many people are not sitting with. He says the word of God, the power of his grace, that is what is able to build you. He said the word of his grace. First, I commend you to God. Who are you building with? Are you drawing crowd to yourself? Or you are saying, yes, you have come to me, but I'm pointing you to God. You have come to me, but I'm pointing you to God. Beloved, you can't bear it. It's only the shoulder of Jesus that is broad and big enough that can bear all of us. He says, so I'm commending you to God first. And there is a word that has gone for, he said, to the word of his grace. And that word is able to do what? To build you, to shape you, to cut you to shape, to make you come to sizes, to make you be in alignment. If only you will allow that word to build you. He said, if you allow that word to build you, then there is an inheritance for you among the saints. Beloved, this kingdom, there is an inheritance. If only you allow the word to build you. If only you be commended unto God. If only you allow your fear to come towards God. Praise the Lord. He said, I commend you to God. Paul knew better. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you. The question is, will you allow yourself to be commended to God? Day in, day out, you have come to hear the word of God. Will you allow yourself to be commended to God? To say, God, you are my source. God, you are my helper. God, you are my ability. And to begin to sit and grow in the word of God's grace. As you have heard on Sunday, you be like the Berean Christians, searching if these things were so. And he began to talk, even to the leaders. He said, for I have not shown to the clown. So that was Paul talking as a minister now. He said, take heed, therefore, unto yourself. He was talking to all the ministers. He said, and to the flock over you. We can liken that to HOD because Paul, as a vision, as the person that God has sent, was talking to all of them. He said, in your own, there is a flock under you. There are people that have been committed to you. He said, take heed. And you are an overseer over them. He said, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his blood. He said, because I know when I'm not around, so many people will come to you to deceive you, to lure you into what is not. But you must be able to point them to Christ. Ministers, point these people to Christ. Pastors, point these people to Christ. Deacons, point these people to Christ. Deaconess, point these people to Christ. And members, when you visit, point each other to Christ. That is the kingdom. That is the purpose of the kingdom. That is why darkness will not prevail over us. But if only when we come together, it's only Gucci, it's only Balenciaga that we discuss about, we are not doing it right. Tell somebody, point them to God. That is what will stand. Point them to God. He said, I commend you to this flock. I have made you an overseer over there. Point them to the Father. Is that because a time people will come and lure them? Point them to God. I put you over them. Watch over their soul. Don't take advantage of them. You are a pastor over them. You are a deacon and deaconess over them. Don't take advantage over them. Don't lure them because they are gullible. They don't know much better than you. Don't lure them into sin. Praise the Lord. Don't lure them into sin. Let them get it right. What they have been able to read in the Word of God, when they come to you to expand it to them, let them get it right the more. Don't let them make a mistake and be thinking, why did I come in contact with this pastor? Why did I come in contact with this deaconess or deacon? Why did I even come in contact with this minister, for crying out loud? Praise the Lord. I pray that God will help us tonight. He says, take heed. Take heed. Take heed. He said, you are an overseer. You are a watcher over them. Pray for them. Encourage them. That is the work that we have been called into. Take heed. No one should be a stumbling block to another. Take heed. And I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In 31, he said, therefore, watch and remember that by space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with what? With tears. For somebody to be in tears warning, that means passionate about it. It's not only in church, wherever you go, be passionate about the kingdom. You don't know you are turning anytime with anybody with Uber. Alone, the person has entered with me. Even if it's Korokwe, and with you alone, you have entered with me. I must say something. And by the time we are done, the last one that took me kept quiet for long. And he said, I'm coming home. I was happy. You did not just pay your 4,000 or 5,000 to just cruising. Deposit something into that person. Be kingdom minded. Praise the Lord. Maybe it's only in US or UK you can't do that. But here, it's still allowed. It's part of enjoying your money. Praise the Lord. You are not aggressive. You are just discussing. You are just sharing the word of God peacefully. Many of them like that. One will say, ah, I thank God I carry you. Just turn it to kingdom arena. Hallelujah. Turn it to what? Kingdom arena. Is in your space. You have that space that time. Yes or no? Huh? Share kingdom in that space. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So give it to it. Let's go to Colossians 4:17. Colossians 4:17. And say to Archippus, take it to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. If you, before that time, before that 17 in Colossians 4, he was mentioning names, greeting brethren, Marcus, greeting Onesimus, different brethren, just greeting them, exalting them. But when he got to Archippus, we were not told much about Archippus, but Paul, what Paul told Archippus is, there is something that has been committed to you, Archippus. Take heed. Fulfill that ministry. There is something that has been committed to your hand, peace. Take heed to fulfill that ministry. From whom did he receive it? Paul told him, he said, you receive it from the Lord. You receive this ministry from the Lord. Be passionate about it, Archippus. Fulfill this ministry very well. So that when the Lord will come, you will be able to receive, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You say, Archippus, he was greeting everybody. Paul was greeting, if you read from that verse 1. But when he came to Archippus, maybe Archippus was already drifting. Maybe Paul has noticed something that was part of the agenda that God gave Archippus from the beginning. He was already drifting. And he said, Archippus, There is a ministry that has been given to you by the Lord. Make sure you fulfill it. As a Vimite, when you came in, you discovered that there are ministries that heaven has given to you. Fulfill it. Fulfill it in all righteousness. Fulfill it in all righteousness. Be conscious of your testimony as a Christian. Not doing things to a fault where your testimony will be faulted. Praise the Lord. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, Archippus, fulfill this ministry. I want you to tell yourself, I will fulfill this ministry. I will take heed. I will fulfill this ministry. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4:5. Paul again talking to Timothy. He said, you should watch. He said, watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of what? Ministry. Show that you believe in this. We are all called evangelists. If you can tell somebody every day, Jesus loves you. Come to his presence. Come to our church. If that's the only thing you can do, that your mouth, you have grown to that level to do, continue in that. As these people come and they meet Jesus, you have done well. Some people say, I don't know how to preach. Start somewhere. When you read the word of God, you will know how to preach. You will know how to teach. It doesn't take much. And Jesus loves you. You know, he died for our sin. He said, do the work of an evangelist. We are all evangelists. That is telling people about Jesus loves you. He died for you. Come to his presence. He died and rose on the third day. Come to his presence. That is the message. That is the gospel. The gospel is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which the kingdom of darkness does not want us to say. Even other religion, that's what they are debating. They want to say that he died, he didn't rose. But he died and rose. Hallelujah. They were even telling us when I was in school that when they were about to kill him, his face changed to another spirit. No. No. Jesus died and rose. And that is why we have hope as children of God. Praise the Lord. So he said, watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof. Beloved, there is a full proof. Full proof is when your testimony is rhyming. That is a full proof. Sometimes, anything you lay value on, you don't fall for it. You don't fall. You don't default in it. I will explain. For instance, if I lay value on this chair and somebody wants to put oil on it, what will I do? I will carry it and go and keep somewhere. So that oil, because I've laid what? Value on this thing. If it's your head, you have laid value on. If somebody is trying to, because why? You have laid value on it. We did not lay value on the testimony of our Christian faith. And that is why it becomes easy for us to fall for sin. If you know that I don't want to be called among these people, when you see them, what will you do? You are moving. They say, well, Emma Binu. But you fall for it because you stood in their midst. Something happened last 2 weeks. We were sitting, all of a sudden, discussion changed. I saw somebody cocking, but I just got up. My spirit told me, if they take video here, there's no way you cannot tell them you are drinking. Before I got up. Because why? I value that testimony. When we started talking, they were not cocking anything. But we sat down. And a lady, I moved. There is nothing I can use to defend myself that I was not among them. Cocking. But Christian, we will sit there. And he said, it doesn't matter. And he said, Mudia now, you know. How they figure. By the time you take two, you take three, you take four, you go and be picking sons inside gutter. First, you will go and call us. The testimony has been doubted. has been tainted. We have something to protect. Please have something to protect. Is it that we cannot? Yes, we can, but we have something to protect. When you know you have something to protect, a testimony, there is a way you will move. There is a way you will comport. There is a place you will not be found. There is a gesture you will not make. Praise the Lord. In rounding up, I want us to go to Romans 24, 32. I'm rounding up now. Because there's something in our society, and somebody was telling me, I didn't see it in the scriptures. I said it's there. I will read through, then I commend you to the word of his grace. Take heed. I read from 24. He said, wherefore, Romans 1, 24, I'm reading, to 32. He said, wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Somebody said, God didn't talk about gay. He didn't talk about lesbian. What is this one? For this cause, God gave them up into vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, living the natural use of woman, born in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, investors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the soul, but have pleasure in them that do them. I want us to arise. I've presented to you the whole truth of God's word. Is there in the word of God, don't be deceived. He's talking about lesbian. He's talking about gay. Do we agree or not? So don't be deceived. He said he's not there. He's there. He's there. I want you to talk to God. He said fornication, adultery, lying, off, forgiveness. Name them. He's there. Go and study that place where you get to. He said do away with it. I want us to talk to God and say, God, help me. Help me. Don't be cajoled by them. Don't be lured by them. Protect your heart. Protect your soul. Protect your heart. Protect this kingdom. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you brood on our hearts, even to heed, to listen to your instruction by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we that are supposed to be bringing this one to you will not be pursuing them away because we know they are innocent. Lord, help us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you all for coming to his presence.